preach to you. Deuteronomy 24. And we'll begin reading in verse 16. Thou shalt not oppress the hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of thy brethren or of thy strangers that are in the land within thy gates. In his day thou shalt give him his hire, neither shall the sun go down upon it. For he is poor and setteth his heart upon it, lest he cry against thee unto the Lord, and it be sin unto thee. The father shall not be put to death. Hallelujah. For the children, neither. Hallelujah. I think I'm reading in the wrong spot here, because I ain't coming to my text. That's bad. Let me look here again. Well, that's what I got wrote down. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, I just hadn't got there yet. I started too soon. I was supposed to start at verse 16, and I knew I had three verses in my text, so I was getting nervous. All right, let's keep going. The father shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. Thou shalt not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's raiment to pledge. But thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee thence. Therefore I command thee to do this thing. Verse 18, but thou shalt remember that thou wast a bondman in Egypt. Hallelujah. Would you stretch your hands this way? Ask the Lord to help us here. Amen, this morning. Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. Pray, Lord, that you'd touch us with your power to minister to the sheep of your pasture. Pray, O Lord God, in your kindness that you would touch my unclean lips. Lord, that you'd give me the very thoughts of heaven. Help me, Lord, to preach with passion and fire and fervency, O Lord. Pray, Lord, that you would open their ears to hear and their hearts to receive. I pray, Lord, that this little simple truth, Lord, would ring true. Lord, I pray that we would act upon it and help us not to forget where we came from and where we're going. And we'll give you praise and glory for everything that is accomplished. In the lovely name of Jesus, and the church said, amen and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to preach on this morning, if the Lord would help me. I'd like to preach about we must not forget. Amen. We must not forget. Hallelujah. Isaiah in the 51st chapter in the first verse, he spoke, amen, about the pit from whence we were dug. And I want to tell you as saints this morning, we should never forget that pit from whence we were dug. We were all in the miry clay. Amen. We were in the quicksands of sin. The more that we tried to get out, the deeper we sank. Amen. The more we tried to fight, the further, amen, depths we went to. Amen. And the fact of the matter is, we should not forget the rock from which we were hewn and the pit from which we were dug. Amen. And the fact that all of us at some time in our life, we were bondmen spiritually in Egypt. Amen. The Bible said that he that is the slave to sin is the servant of sin. And I want to tell you, there's not one individual this morning under the sound of my voice that wasn't a bondman in the land of sin. For the Bible said that all were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. That we all fell short of the glory of God. That there's none righteous, no, not one. It doesn't matter if you were born of a king, or you were born of a president, or if you were born of a senator. It doesn't matter this morning. Amen. Every one of us, good to see April coming in this morning, was born in sin. Are you hearing me?
Amen. And although this morning we have been forgiven, although this morning, amen, our sins have been cast into the depths of the sea, although we have been forgiven, I think it is, amen, very important that we don't forget that pit from which we were dug. I think every time, every now and then, we need to walk back to the edge of the pit and remember where God brought us from. The habits that He set us free from. Oh, come on here. Amen. Because listen to me. If we forget from where we come from, I want you to know this morning, amen, there is a good possibility and a grave danger that we will return to the pit from which we were dug out of. Oh, come on, somebody. Amen. You say, well, I don't understand. Brother Boyd, what are you saying? Amen. As the dog returneth to his vomit, and the sow back to wallow in the mire. I want to tell you, they that forget where they come from, amen, if they're not careful, they will find themselves, amen, back in the mire. Amen, back in the vomit of sin in this world. Come on here. I want to tell you this morning, we don't have a right, really, to brag or boast of our past. There are times that I've used and tried to help people, even letting people know that I wasn't always a preacher, even and tell a little bit of our testimony. And at times, amen, that's in order to tell people about the pit and where you've come from. But I want to tell you, I don't think we should ever get to the place, amen, that we brag about where we went in sin, where we boast of what we've done in sin. Amen, I think it always ought to be something, amen, that we say very little about. Are you with me here? But I want to tell you, we must not forget, amen, that awful mire that we once were in, that pit with slippery sides that we tried to climb the walls to get out, but yet we slipped back in. Amen. Another beer, another joint, another party, another good time. I want to tell you, there's no right to brag about our past. For when we were in sin, our shoulders were burdened. Amen. Our hearts were corrupted. Our eyes were blinded. The devil controlled our thoughts. He shackled our feet. Amen. He had our hands in stocks. Amen. I want to tell you, yes, sir. I know that in the past, sometimes when you're in the valley or when you're in the wilderness and it seems there's no water and there's no shade trees and you're in the heat of the battle of this Christian experience, that sometimes the devil will cause us to remember those things that we used to do, those pleasures that we used to partake of. And sometimes he'll make it seem that if we could just taste that sandy taste of a cold beer, that everything would be all right. He tries to get us to look back and remember the pit, amen, and the pleasure that was in the pit, amen. But oh, I want to tell you, along with the pleasure, there was pain. Along with the pleasure, there was heartache. And sometimes the devil causes us to remember our past, amen, but he causes us to forget those things that brought drudgery, those things that brought bondage, those things, amen, that brought misery. He only causes us to remember the good. And somehow or another, with amnesia, we forget the bad. Oh, I need to preach to you. But I want to tell you, our past had their pleasure. Yes, they did. Amen. For the Bible said that the pleasure of sin is but for a season. For me to tell you there's no pleasure in sin would be a misnomer. But I want to tell you, the pleasure of sin is but for a season. Amen. How long does the pleasure of sin last? As long as the bag of marijuana lasts. How long does sin last? As long as there's drugs and there's booze. But I want to tell you, there comes a day, even after you've got the dope and you've got the coke and you've got the beer, and you're at the party, or you're at the concert, amen, there's a time that comes in sin that you're not doing it because you want to. You're doing it because you're a bondman. You're doing it because you're a slave. You're doing it because the devil's your master and the devil's your lord. But I want to tell you here tonight, amen, we must not forget that we're bondmen. But I'm telling you, there's nothing in the world I want. I've already had it. And I remember I was a bondman. I was a slave. I was chained up. I was locked up. But I met Jesus one day at the altar. And Jesus set me free. And Jesus broke the chains.
Oh yes, there may have been pleasure in our past, but I want you to know our past had its problems, and they were tremendous problems. Oh, come on now. Amen, Sister Boyd, I'm sorry. Some of you that have been raised in church all your life, if you can't relate, even to some of this that I'm preaching. But I want to tell you, the devil will try to make us, Brother Jones, just see the pleasure. Huh? See the good. Amen. See that bright light. See all the things that the world has to offer. Amen. And came and blind our eyes to the fact that when we were in sin, we had problems. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. Get paid on Friday, and by Monday we didn't have any money. We had problems. Amen. Work hard all week. Amen. And not have enough money to pay the bills because we were drinking it away and we were squandering it away. I'm telling you, we had trouble. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Oh, I need to preach to you. Amen. You remember when Jacob and his sons came in that time of famine? They came to the green grass of Goshen. It was there that Pharaoh opened his arms up to him because of Joseph. Amen. And the pleasure of sin, I want to tell you, is like that. Amen. When you first get in sin's pasture, the grass is green and the brook is flowing and the birds are singing. Amen. But in the process of time, we find the Israelites. We find the seed of Jacob. Now they're bitter and they're broken in the brook. Kills of blame and bondage. Are you hearing me? The birds are not singing, but the slave master's whip is a cracking. Are you hearing me? They're having to make brick. Amen. They're not their own anymore. They're being told when to get up. They're being told when to go to bed. I will tell you, that's how it is. I remember when the devil was my master. Hallelujah. And I'm telling you, I remember the times that I cried myself to sleep at night. I remember the time when I sat in the jail cell, amen, shaking like a leaf because I didn't know what the future was going to hold. That's where sin brought me, from a Pentecostal pew to a jail cell. But I want to tell you, I have not forgotten. And when the devil with his lights tries to beckon me, amen, I say, take this whole world, but give me Jesus. We must not forget where we've come from. Woo! You've seen the bumper sticker. Amen. We'll never forget. Huh? 9/11. Two jets going into Twin Towers. Twin Towers under the heat, collapsing. Thousands of American lives lost. The Pentagon. Amen. Amen. A few days ago, we honored them with a fifth anniversary. Hallelujah. But we said we would never forget. I can remember after that. Hallelujah. I seen the senators. Amen. And the Democrats and Republicans all lined at the steps of the Capitol, hand in hand. He been talking about how America was going to unite and America was going to fight terrorism. When President Bush made his speech and gave the Bush Doctrine, America shouted a hearty amen behind him. Are you hearing me? But 5
years later, it seems that the American people have forgot, amen, what the terrorists are up to. Listen to me. They're not trying to convert us to their religion. If we won't convert, they just assume, see us dead. Amen, we're infidels. Come on now. I'm an American from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Amen, come on now. And I'm not going to let some raghead tell me how. Amen, and where I can preach the gospel. But I'm telling you, we are under attack. Amen, our rights are under attack. And I'm telling you, it's because we forgot. We forgot them lives that were slain. We forgot them towers that were fallen. And now we're bickering and fighting this, that, and the other. We shouldn't have went to Afghanistan. We shouldn't be in Iraq. Amen, so on and so forth. Amen, I'll tell you why we're that way. We have forgot. And I'm afraid sometimes the reason why we're so light on sin, the reason why we play footsies with the world, the reason why we play patty cake with the devil, amen, is because we forgot, amen, what sin really does, and how sin really terrorizes, and how sin really wrecks. Come on, somebody. I feel the Holy Ghost here. Woo! I won't tell you, sin can make junk out of jewels, dust out of diamonds, pebbles out of pearls, trash out of treasures, ruins out of riches, even rags out of robes, and take our dreams and turn them into nightmares. Are you hearing me? That's what sin does. Amen. Come on now. Amen. It silenced the song. It like to hush the preacher. It like to shut the doors to the church. That's what sin would do. Amen. Come on now. I can't forget it, church. Amen. I come with that on my heart this morning. I'm not going to forget where God's brought me from. I might not be all that I could be. I might not be all that I should be. But I'm not what I used to be. Because I can walk to the sides of the pit and remember the grace of God that found me and cleansed me and washed me and set me free. Lift your hands and praise Him. Woo! Must never forget it, Brother Junior. Come here, buddy. Whew. Hallelujah. I love this man. Had a dream last night. He told me he's going to quit paying his tithe. What would name the prophecy? Hallelujah. I don't know where that dream came from.
I
have no idea. Of the devil. Okay, good. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, the devil work on your mind. Amen. But anyway, I love this guy, man. And let me tell you, you remember the pit you were dug out of?
Yes, sir.
1998. Yes, sir. I know times it gets hard when the state's saying, you know, you got to do this, you got to do that, and the pawns, and we're not going to do this, and they change their mind. The devil comes and says, oh, don't you remember when you could just go in that room, crack that cold one, turn on old Waylon and Merle, or about your day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You hear what I'm saying? Amen. And just sit there and just, you know, have a thinking. Amen. Party. Just think about, amen, all your problems. You remember how good that was in that pit?
How bad it was, bro. Not good.
It was bad.
It was bad.
It was bad.
Yes, sir.
Don't ever forget it. It was bad. Are you hearing me? It was bad. Hallelujah. Oh, come on, Brother Tony. Even when the devil tries to tell you when things ain't going right, even the debts are high and the funds are low, even the devil will come to you and say, oh, remember, amen, sitting up there at the bar stool. Amen. Come on now, getting you a shot of whiskey. Remember how good it was? No, it wasn't good. Amen. It wasn't good. Are you hearing me? I won't tell you, I'm not going to forget what God done for me. Are you hearing me? He brought me out of a horrible pit. He set my feet on a solid rock. He put a new song in my mouth. Hallelujah. Brother Charlie Smith, I'm glad that I am saved. I'm glad that He brought me out of the pit, and I don't want to go back. Woo! We can't never forget. that while we were sinners, church, we were without God. Hallelujah. Amen. Which means in sin. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. While we were in sin, if we were without God, we were without joy that is unspeakable. We were without peace that passeth understanding. Amen. We were without, amen, our rock who is our security. We were without the assurance of forgiveness of sins. Amen. When we were without God, we had no protection in the midst of life's furnaces. I will tell you, friend, amen, I'm not going to forget where I come from. But when I was in the pit, I had no protection. But since I've been saved, in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the furnace, in the midst of the fire, I've got a friend that walks with me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not going to forget where he brought me from. I'm not going to forget how he's keeping me, and he's holding me, and he's leading me, and he's guiding me, and he's touching me, and he's blessing me. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody in this place needs a shout. Hallelujah. Woo! When I didn't have God, I didn't have protection. When I didn't have God, I had no anchor in life's stormy sea. When I didn't have God, I had no light in the midst of darkness. When I didn't have God, I didn't have a shield that keep me from the Satan's darts. When I didn't have Christ, I had no answers for the question of life. But when he pulled me out of the pit and he set me on a solid rock, he put a new song in me. Hallelujah. He filled me with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Why in the world would I want to leave what I've got? For that muck and mire. Oh, when you forget the gutter that you were lifted from, you forget that prison door that he kicked open, when you forget the pit from which you were lifted, when you forget the filth which was washed from you and made you clean, you're in trouble. Oh, hallelujah. I hope I never forget, Brother John, the debt from which I was redeemed. Whew. I hope I never forget how it felt when that burden of sin rolled away. Whew. I hope I never forget the depths of sin that I had sunk, and that hand that reached in that muck and mire and lifted me up and set me on higher ground and cleaned me off. I hope I never forget those shackles of addictions that had my chains bound, or had my hands bound, rather. Hallelujah. I hope I never forget them. Amen. How he come, and with his mercy, and with his grace, and with his blood, he broke them chains. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I can't forget it. I know the devil terrorizes. Amen. I know when he comes promising me, amen, flowers. Hallelujah. He's going to give me nothing but thorns. Are you hearing me? Amen. I've been there. I've done that. I'm trying to tell somebody. Amen. Don't forget where you come from. You might be disappointed in yourself. Amen. You might be discouraged with yourself. Amen. But remember where he brought you from. I said, remember where he brought you from. Brother Brent sung from a tavern to a temple. Hallelujah. I won't tell you. Amen. That's what it did for me. Amen. An old tavern. And it turned me into a temple. And it filled me with his good Holy Ghost. And he bought me with his blood. And I'm not my own. I'm his. I said, I'm his. Woo! You see, when you forget where you come from, you press your nose up against the glass. Huh? And you say, oh, if I could just have that sin. Huh? Well, Randy Webb tells that about Nathan. Nathan Webb going by the carnival. Had his nose pressed up against the glass. Brother Randy, they were going to church. Nathan said, sure looks fun if it wasn't sin. Huh? That's how we are. Glory to God. I know the fair's rolled into town. Look at me.
believe like I did last year, and I believe like I did the year before, and I believe like I believed the year before that, and 3 years from now I'm going to believe just like I believe right now. Hallelujah. I don't think the fair is no place for a Christian to go. Well, you say, well, you old fogey, call me what you want to. Number one, even you go in there, all that rock and roll, boom, 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 boom. All the nakedness running around. Amen, it ain't safe anymore. You're liable to get mugged. Hallelujah. But what gets on my last nerve is this. Hallelujah. Amen, everybody wants to go to the carnival. Everybody wants to go to the fair. Everybody wants to go to the amusement park. But when the preacher calls prayer meeting, you can't get no nobody to come. Hallelujah. And I tell you, brother, people that don't want to come to prayer meeting have forgot what God's done for them. All glory be to God. I feel like preaching here today. I'm telling you, I come out of the world and I'm not going back, because I know Jesus saved me, and what He saved me from, He can keep me from. Woo. Oh, glory. Oh, hallelujah. I don't ever want to forget that debt from which I was redeemed. Never forget that evil from which I was purged. That sorrow that I was salvaged from. That hell from which I was liberated from. I don't ever want to forget that it was the blood of Jesus Christ that brought me out. You know, we forget that sometimes. We get to thinking it was our long sleeves. We get to thinking it was what we don't do. And that brought us out. No, that didn't bring us out. It was the blood of Jesus that brought us out. Woo! He justified us. Amen. And then He sanctifies us. Hallelujah. You can't be justified unless you want to be sanctified. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? Oh, glory. I got on that on Sunday school. But listen to me. In Exodus 12:13, God did not say, when I see your good intentions, when I see your modest appearance, when I see your dedicated devotions, when I see your sacrificial giving, when I see your inspired singing, when I see your zealous works, when I see your high standard, when I see your musical talents, when I see your anointed abilities, when I see your extreme fasting, amen, then I'll pass over you. No, He said, when I see the blood. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. It's not in the singing. It's not in the choir. It's not in the Sunday school literature. It's not in the pastor. Amen. It's when He sees the blood. Has anybody been to the fountain? Amen. Open for the house of David for sin and for uncleanness. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What lifted me from the gutter? The blood of Jesus. What gave me a new song? The blood of Jesus. Woo! Woo! Oh, hallelujah. Never forget that we were sinners. When we were with sinners, we were without God. Never forget that it was the blood that redeemed us. Not works of righteousness that we could have done, but according to His mercy, He saved us. Oh yeah, He justified us by His mercy. He saved us by His grace. And when you really get saved, then you'll let Him sanctify you with all of His promises. Hallelujah. And I told you, that's a painful process. And I don't want to hurry our new converts along, but I'm telling you, sanctification must work in our lives. Never forget that getting saved is the greatest moment that a human being can ever experience. That's right, it's the greatest moment. You may never see the Niagara Falls. You may never look across the Grand Canyon. You may never drive in a Rolls Royce. You may never hit a home run in a World Series. Huh? You may never be the CEO of a multi-billion company. Hallelujah. But I can tell you one thing. You can get to heaven, amen, without doing any of that. But nobody can get to heaven without repenting. Come on now. Nobody can get to heaven without bowing at an altar, repenting of their sins,
call on the name of the Lord and let the blood of Jesus Christ cleanse them from all sin. Amen. And get baptized. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. I will tell you, you cannot forget it. It's the greatest moment. Amen. The complete transformation. A total change of direction. Amen. At the time He saves us, He replaced our burdens with His blessings. And the blessings of the Lord make rich. And they add no sorrow to them. Amen. He replaces our shame with the sunshine of His love. Amen. Our loneliness with His love. Our guilt with His glory. Our filth with His freshness. Are you hearing me? I want to tell you, you were never cleaner than when you believed. You were never cleaner than when you first got saved. Do you remember when the burden of sin was rolled away? Amen. Come on now. I never shall forget the day when all the burdens of my soul were rolled away. It makes me happy, glad and free. Now I'll sing it, shout it, because He's everything to me. I haven't got over it. I haven't lost the wonder. I remember where He brought me from. I remember the sin debt He paid. I remember when the burden rolled away. Does anybody in this house know what I'm preaching about this morning? We must not forget.
I'm afraid that's our problem, though. We let Satan kick us down, and we forget that Jesus lifted us up. We come to church, singing doesn't move us, testifying doesn't move us, preaching doesn't move us, because we forgot. Oh, hallelujah. I know I ain't doing much preaching. As a pastor, I got to come up with something new all the time. But I won't tell you right now. Hallelujah. Amen. I have not forgot where He brought me from. I'll never get over it. There come a time before God had to knock props out from under me and let me fall and realize He had to have mercy on folks. I didn't have much patience. Oh, hallelujah. But if I can keep folks remembering the pit of despair, the pit of loneliness, the pit of shame, the pit of hatred, the pit of revenge, the pit of malice, the pit of bitterness, and He lifted us up out of that pit and took our sad song and gave us a song of hope. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, when I got saved, where there was fear, then faith was in control. I was sad, but He put a joy in my heart that abides. Are you hearing me? And there's been days I've lived without the joy of the Lord. And the best day of living without God. Hallelujah. Are you hearing me? The worst day, ever is being a Christian, if I could put it that way. Hallelujah. Is better than the best day. Hallelujah. That I had. Out there in Egypt. Come on now. When I was despairing, I found hope. When I was defeated, I found victory. When I was at anxiety, I found assurance. I want to tell you this morning, I'm saved. I remember I'm a bond man. I still remember the crack of the whip. I still remember having to make brick. I still remember being the slave. To Satan and having to obey his voice. But this morning I stand before you. I'm saved to the uttermost. I said I'm saved to the uttermost. I'm saved in my soul.
I'm saved in my heart. I'm saved. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, thank God for salvation. I don't ever want to get over being free, being loose. Amen. Being liberated. Having Christ living within me. Come on, babe, if you will. I'm saved. I'm no longer at war with God. I have peace with Him. Hallelujah. Woo! I no longer have to bear them heavy burdens of that sinful life. And that past, I laid them at Calvary. I no longer lay awake at night trying to get to sleep. And I no longer have to rely on earth's pleasure to drown out my past. That's why new things are always being invented in our land. New rides, huh? New novelties, new movies, new rock stars, new country stars. It's all the music trying to drown out the pain of people that are wailing in the pit. Woo! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But I don't have to have Hollywood to make me happy. I don't have to have Nashville to make me happy. I don't have to have Motown to make me happy. Hallelujah. Whether the Cowboys win or the Cowboys lose, it don't matter. I'm happy. Are you hearing me? Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm happy because I'm saved. I said I'm saved. Is anybody in this house saved? Why don't you let the